3:32 here downtown on your Monday afternoon, brought to you by Gagan's Pub and Craft Brewery in downtown Bangor. Coming up on the 4 o'clock hour today, we got Chad Finn of the Boston Globe. Play the movie game and then the movie reviews with Alan Adams, Main Edge, in the 5 o'clock hour. He'll tell us what he thinks of Jason Bourne, Matt Damon, back in the role. Right now, though, joining us on the G&M Family Market phone line, one of the best and most successful quarterbacks in the history of University of Maine, Black Bear football, hence the Stein song. We did not ask him to sing along. He's also going to be inducted into the UMaine Hall of Fame September 30th. Jake Eaton joining us on the phone. Jake, good afternoon.
What's happening, Rich? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, it's great to talk with you. And first of all, congratulations on the Hall of Fame. When did you hear, and what was your reaction when you found out?
I heard maybe late spring, and honestly, just really proud, very humbled. As you know, I played with some amazing players, so I think just being the quarterback, I was kind of the face of those two teams, but there was, you know, obviously littered with really good, you know, first-team All-American type talent. So it's just, you know, I couldn't be any more proud of, you know, representing that time period of Maine football.
Now, did you think, at least for a moment, I'm too young to go in a Hall of Fame?
I don't know. I feel like I'm getting pretty old, but... No, it was just really exciting, man. I just, like I said, I was just super proud, super excited. One of the biggest honors I've ever had in my, you know, my life.
Let's talk a little bit about those days with the Black Bears. You guys had so many big wins and great success getting into the postseason. What are a couple? Let's start with games that you remember best from your career with the Bears.
I would say the first one that comes to mind is when we beat Brian Westbrook and Villanova on homecoming.
Mm.
It was a shootout. I believe it was maybe 51-45. And Brian Westbrook from the Eagles, you know, Villanova great there, actually caught a Hail Mary. And the guys on defense tackled him at like the 1 yard line.
That's right, yeah.
Ended up winning. But I believe we were down 3 touchdowns in the second half. Came back to beat them, and they were one of the top teams in the country. And that kind of, I mean, that kind of put us on the map because, you know, I think we were picked second to last that year, and we didn't feel that way, but, you know, nobody gave us any respect. And I think it kind of catapulted us and kind of raised some eyebrows going into the playoffs.
What was it about being a Maine Black Bear that, I don't know, that brought you guys together? Was it the isolation of being up here in Maine? The team always seemed to rally around each other and always outperformed what the so-called experts thought you were going to do.
You know, I think there's a lot of factors that go into it. I do think the location has you know, a factor in it. A lot of it, you know, was, you know, Coach Cosgrove and the staff and the type of person and player they were bringing in. You know, they put a lot of emphasis in character and playing a role and being a team player. And, you know, I just think we just had a special group of guys that, you know, it sounds so cliche, but we really did love each other and we really did, you know, put the team first. You know, a lot of guys, you know, changed positions or gave up some stats or, you know, gave up some, you know, some stardom just to get a little taste of an A-10 championship. And, you know, Jack was the leader of that, Cosgrove. And, you know, it was just the perfect storm those couple years. And it was just really fun and amazing to be a Black Bear football player in that time period.
Jake, who was the guy on those Black Bear teams that that was the emotional leader, the guy who got everybody the most fired up?
You know, it was pretty easy. It's probably Stephen Cooper. I mean, you go to war with anybody. He was probably one of the best players, defensive players in the country. But, you know, there were so many. I mean, you know, I obviously was the vocal leader as the quarterback. You had guys that played with a lot of heart, like John Gelsomino, who was a fullback tight end, Chad Hayes, who obviously was a first-team All-American, you know, Dave Cassano at free safety, you know, Brendan Curry, tough kid from South Boston. You know, we just had so many different types of guys, so many different positions that, you know, just always wasn't one guy. But if I'd have to say, it was pretty clear it was Steve Cooper.
So all these years, well, not all that many years later, but now years later, you're out in the world working, you're in the world of education. What did you learn from your time at Maine? What are the things that have been useful to you in your work life?
You know, we Coach Cobb, a couple of other guys on our staff used to always say, you know, give more than you get. And, you know, nothing in this world is given to you. You know, you got to go out and earn it. I felt like being up there in Maine and just kind of like that blue-collar mentality, you know, just outwork people. Be humble, put your head down, you know, and just earn everything you get. You know, nothing's given to you, you know. And I see that too much these days as a teacher, as a coach, as an athletic director. So many of these kids these days and parents are just so entitled. They don't want to go out and earn anything. They don't want to go earn a good grade or earn the position. They just want it to be given to them. And I, you know, whether I was in school with some of my professors or, you know, on the football field at Maine, I felt like, you know, I learned really how to work, you know, because coming from Vermont, I don't want to make this sound like a conceited statement, but, you know, things were pretty easy for me here in high school sports. Like, I could have a bad game and still be pretty successful. The level we were playing at Maine, you know, you had to be prepared mentally and physically. And, you know, I think it's just work ethic and that respect and, you know, those type of things.
Were you surprised when you heard the news that Coach Cosgrove was getting done?
Yeah, I really was. You know, it's going to be really weird to think about Maine football without him. Because, you know, obviously I didn't know much about Maine football before the recruiting process, but, you know, it's just from getting his emails to seeing him out there, you know, he just, to me, is Maine football, and, you know, hopefully he left it in good hands.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think he's still pretty involved in things because he texted me a picture about an hour and a half ago, and it was three bears in a tree, and he just sent me that picture and said, "Let's go Black Bears." So I think he's getting a little antsy that football season's coming and he's not coaching. I expect we're going to see him on some sidelines this season, taking it all in as Coach Harris Simiak takes over. So for those who don't know, can you talk a little bit about what you are doing these days and where you're working for anybody who's not keeping up with what you've been up to?
Living the dream, Rich. got married a year ago. My beautiful wife, Kelsey. I live in Rutland, where I grew up, moved back here. Somebody didn't know I played arena football for Jay Gruden for 4 years in Orlando. So I was gone for a while. I got a chance to move back. I teach the little guys. I'm a health and PE teacher in a small town called Proctor. I teach kindergarten through sixth grade. I'm the athletic director at the high school there, whole Proctor School District, and I'm the varsity boys basketball coach. Believe it or not, I am not involved in football.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, yeah, and you know this, and working in education, I see it all the time. Teaching PE to that age group, you must walk on water down there. They come running in. They can't wait to get into PE class.
I say it all the time. It's amazing because it doesn't matter what you do. And obviously I don't just roll out the balls, but it doesn't matter what you do. They're happy to see you every day. And PE is about 95% of the kids' favorite, you know, subject. And we have a lot of fun in my health classes, too. But, you know, I really, really, really enjoy my job. I love my job. I have the best of both worlds. I teach those kids from kindergarten through sixth grade. And then at 2 o'clock, they release me, and I go into the sports world as an AD and as a coach for all the programs and it's a pretty... It's a pretty successful little school. I mean, it's kind of funny that I end up at a soccer school, but, you know, they pump out championships in soccer, and we've won back-to-back state championships in basketball. And in the 6 years I've been AD, we've won 13 state championships.
Wow.
So it's been kind of a whirlwind, you know. It's been awesome. So,
well,
can't complain right now, Rich. Life is good.
I'm glad to hear that, but I'll tell you what, watching you for 4 years at the University of Maine, I had no doubt at all that you would be successful in anything you did. And I don't want to get any other former Black Bears mad, but in my almost 20 years of doing games on the radio. You're absolutely my favorite Black Bear player to watch. I just love the way you played the game, your approach to it, the way you were with members of the media and with teammates. You set a pretty high standard there.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, that means a lot to me. And, you know, I tell my kids all the time, you know, leave your legacy, you know. And, you know, I probably could have wanted to throw for more yards and this and that, but, you know, it was always about just trying to be remembered. And that's all I want to do. I want to make my mark there and have a positive impact in anything I did, whether it was just handing the ball off 50 times a game and, you know, being a hard worker and just being a leader. But, you know, I really, really enjoyed my time up there. And, you know, I tell people all the time, there's no place like Maine, there's no place like Orno. And, you know, I put a lot of stock in the people. And that was the reason I decided to go there, you know, because of, you know, Jack Cosgrove's staff. Obviously, Bobby Wilder was really important to me and vital to my success. But the fans, the media, the teachers, the students, and obviously my teammates, it was just, it's incredible. It's just an incredible place. I can't really explain it unless you've actually been up there. So, you know, I really miss it, and I'm really proud to call myself a Black Bear. And like I said, this Hall of Fame thing is, I don't even know what to say. I'm speechless.
Well, I hope you're not speechless that night, because I don't want to talk. I just want to get out of the way. But I got my tux all ready to go. I can't wait for its September 30th induction for the University of Maine Black Bear Hall of Fame. And Jake Eaton will be leading that group as they're inducted on the 30th. Jake, congratulations. Always great to talk with you. Enjoy the rest of your summer vacation, and we'll see you on the 30th of September.
I appreciate it, especially on this big day, because everybody wants to talk about the big Red Sox going after Chris Sale. But I appreciate you having me on right now.
Hey, we took care of the important stuff. We can get to baseball later on.